forward 100%.
I do have here my pricing director. His name is David. He will be the one who's going to provide you the details of the program as well as the pricing and all the questions that I need. And also definitely by signing up, he's the one who's going to provide you that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Hey, Marco, how you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Midweek, it's Wednesday. It's the end of the day, right? So we're creeping towards Friday. Got some time to spend with my boys this weekend. Excited to pop that. All right. So that's what we got in store for you here, brother. I see you were speaking with Mark. I know he'll do a good job of outlining the basics of the program. Do you have any questions for me right now aside from pricing?
Yeah, no, you could proceed. Yeah, everything is pretty much explainable.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's see. I got your listing at a 60629?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me go and get that listing for us. And let's see what we've got. 6-0-6-2. All right, so you currently have 23 five-star reviews. Now, the main reason why you're on the phone with me today is because your business is pre-qualified for a service called Google Verified, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Google Verified, do you know how that works? I mean, have you ever heard of that program before?
I have. I have another business listed through Google. I deal with Google a lot. I'm just testing this one out and see what I get out of it. But I deal with Google every day. I have another business that I pay Google maybe $1,500 a month.
Okay. And is that, are you doing a pay-per-click or pay-per-lead program?
To be honest, I told your partner here, I want my partner talk to you guys because she's the one that deals with all the leads. I could sit there and lie to you guys, bro, but to be honest, she's when we were paying the leads, she got pissed and she started dealing with it 100%, so she's the one that makes the calls. I know that we got them. Sometimes, yes, it is a necessary lead, but some are important. My fiance, she's the one in charge of the leads just because it is her credit card on file. So I could say yes to everything. The problem is that I need her to hear this just because it will be running through her name. And right now, the business is I'm the sole owner. But within the next week or so, she will be the owner also. I am in the works of setting up the articles with partnering up with a couple more people. So that's why I say, like, you guys aren't going to be dealing with me anymore. It's going to be someone else.
Okay. I mean, is she available? I mean, you think we can give her a call, get her on the line?
She is available. The problem is that right now she's in her personal job. Now, I don't know what local time zone you guys are at, but if you guys could call me within the next, because I know she gets off at 6:30 Chicago time. You guys call me around 6:45, I could get her on the phone.
Okay.
Or if not, I could, like I said, tomorrow by, if not 10 a.m. Chicago time, maybe by noon, if it works for you guys, I could set up a three-way call with her.
Yeah, so you're on central time zone there in Chicago, so we're based in Orange County, California. So we're Pacific time. So I mean, basically we're 2 hours ahead of you guys. So yeah, I mean, I'd say.
Yeah, just a little that's what I was going to say. Yeah. But I mean, if you want to set something up 10 o'clock Chicago time or 12 o'clock.
For sure.
We'll get her on the line.
Yeah, we'll do 12 o'clock Chicago time and that'll be 10 a.m. my time. You know, I'll send you a little reminder, but at least I can touch base with you. And I'm going to let you know a little bit of the benefits of this program. So that way, you know, you kind of have an idea of what's going on and really what I'm going to recommend for your business today. Now,
the reason
why I'm recommending the Google Verified is for the simple fact that you're qualified for it. Now, not every business is going to qualify, but when you do, I'll partner you with Google. They'll send you the pre-qualified exclusive leads and you draw right from your budget, right? So basically, you only pay for the lead if you get the appointment with the client. So you're not paying for a phone call. Nothing like that. Clients are going to call you directly. You're not even going to pay for a click. I mean, they can click. They can view all the information online. But until you gain that appointment with that client, that's when your budget would actually be charged.
That's when I get charged. Okay.
Yes. Main benefit of that program. So I just have one question. Because your Google business profile is under General Contractor, right? However, the name is Handyman Service. So, I mean, which one are you? Which one do you prefer?
I'm actually a little bit of, but that's what I'm saying. Like a lot of times, I mean, I come off as a handyman, but my job is to make sales for my company. So I'm a licensed general contractor. But the people like to hear handyman. if it makes any sense. They'd rather hire a handyman rather than a company. But my job comes in into where if you need a doorknob or you need a whole remodel, I'm licensed enough to talk to the city and pull permits and stuff like that.
Okay. So here's the deal. And this is what I can bring for you, right? So for general contractor, the leads come in at $76 for a qualified lead, right?
Okay.
$988 would give you 13 pre-qualified exclusive leads, not shared with anybody else. That's for general contractor. Now, in that category, they are asking for at least $250K in general liability. Are you currently insured?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
There's no licensing required in your area. That's the Seattle, Tacoma, Washington area. So no licensing required. And here's what we can bring in the GC vertical. Let's see here. Let me grab it. We got accessory buildings, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel, renovation, interior finishing and roofing.
Yep.
Okay. Now, under handyman, that vertical is going to have a different cost. Now, that one's at $68, okay, for the qualified lead. Now, a budget of $884 would give you 13 pre-qualified exclusive leads. And in the handyman, you're looking at furniture assembly, gutter cleaning, drywall installation, fan installation, flooring installation, tile installation, water fixture installation, painting indoors and outdoors, and TV mounting, and then the repairs of the things, the drywall, fan, flooring, water fixtures, and tiles. So, I mean, out of those two, I mean, would you like to dabble in the both, or would you rather focus on one or the other? That way I can kind of put a proposal together.
And to be completely honest, I would rather, if we're going to do Google, and then I would rather do general contracting.
The GC, right? I mean, it's just so much more valuable, for your money.
It is. No, it's more transparent.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of transparency,
the way that
go ahead.
Sorry, and the way that I advertise it also is on social media, the first thing I post is licensed general contractors. So a lot of times they look for that.
Nice. Okay, so speaking on social media, there's a few things that I'm going to be able to do here for you. So a recurring rate, it sits at only $249, right? Now, we're at that $249. This is what it's going to entail. It's going to, and that website is optional, right? If you want us to host a website for you, I know you do have one up. But if I can absorb that cost for you and save you money, we're willing to do it. No additional cost from the $249. We'll rebuild the website, host it for you. Then we're going to host social media. I threw a package on here at no additional cost. It's less than even about 250 ads on social media.
Okay.
We'll retarget customers. So anybody in the marketplace or anything looking for services, your flyer show on the timeline. Now, also activate you for Bing. You have first page placement through Bing and Apple Maps. You'll be activated for Siri and Alexa, your voice searches, and as well as have an active listing within Yelp. Okay.
We're
also going to a few things that I noticed on your business profile that I'd have to get done for you. The 7112 83rd Street, is that a residential or a brick and mortar like a actual showroom that you guys have?
It's all residential right now. We're gonna, to like get a shop and a warehouse just because I will do, I think this fall we have a contract where I gotta have certain employees on like a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So in October I will have an office.
Okay. So here's the deal. What I do with my owner operators, when we're working out of residentials, we'll mask that address for you, right? And then we're going to set up the geofencing on the map so that way when the clients find you, they won't see your physical address. What they will see is the map with a red ping in the middle, and then highlighted inside of that is going to be your service area. So basically all the areas that you service will be, you know, highlighted for your clients to be able to see, but they'll never see an actual address. So they don't show up at your doorstep, right? The last thing you want.
Got it.
Okay, so... So these are some of the things that we can get done. So I'll put together that email for you. I know, you know, we got to get your partner on the line. She's not available, right? So we'll go ahead.
I wish she was just because I did talk to her about moving forward with all this because, I mean, we spend it every month. Sometimes it's unnecessary leads. Sometimes customers are on BS, but it's part of business sometimes, you know, and I'm busy enough all year. So it's just like a test right now. But yeah, I'm all for this. So hopefully,
Yeah, when you say you're putting $1,000 to marketing, is that you're putting it into Google or you're putting it into somewhere else?
So to be honest with you, I use Yelp, I use Thumbtack, and Thumbtack was my main source of income just because it was pretty legit. Yeah, you do get some, you'll get a $75 lead for a doorknob sometimes, but the problem is that that client will call you back. You know, you'll do the doorknob in 5-10 minutes, but that person will call you back. So I do build my relationships with clients once I am on site, so that I think we do got to do some work personally once we get the lead.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's nothing too crazy. I do pay Yelp and Thumbtack, so if we could avoid paying them and I deal with Google directly, that would be great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when it comes down to Google Verified and you do the pay-per-lead service, it'll end up being, it's the only thing you need. I mean, it's going to come with everything you
need.
Yeah,
no, 100%. You know, I try to minimize all my stress. So like if I got to deal with you and or your partner for anything that has to do with advertising, that would be my go-to, to be honest.
Okay, fantastic. Sounds great, man. So it looks like, and just one more question so I can put some proper notes here for tomorrow's call. Say you got a phone call today in the general contractor category, right? What type of service would you rather be providing?
Can you repeat that? You kind of cut off right now.
So say you already signed up with Google Verified, right? And you got a phone call today. It was for a service. I mean, what service that you provide is your go-to or your bread and butter, I should say?
100% painting or carpentry. We do have 100% scaffolds on site. We have, we take care of high ceilings. We do a lot of commercial restoration for, plaster.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to tell me right now I got a free lead, you know, we're going to make $1 million if we knock it off in 4 days, you will be a millionaire in 4 days, 100%. You know, that's because I have my techs are very trained into setting up scaffold. They're not afraid of heights. They're on top of things. So if you say we got a 30-foot ceiling to do, we'll knock it off that same day and we'll make you look good. So a lot of times it's that because people don't have the scaffold or they're afraid of heights or certain ladders. So certain things, yeah, that's my advantage, that I do have a lot of scaffolds and I have guys that aren't scared of heights.
Nice.
So,
that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's high ceilings.
You definitely meet somebody with nerves of steel.
Yeah. Yeah, no, dude, it took me a long time, but... Yeah, no, that's a solid background. When we have guys that aren't afraid of heights, or if we gotta do any exterior work in high altitudes, you know, you need that service. You know, so a lot of times we could do restoration from exterior 20 feet above in the air, you know, we have the manpower for it. I do a lot of plumbing. You know, I have all my equipment to do plumbing service calls. I could repipe a house in 2 days. With my guys, they're pretty much trained for that. I'm just not a licensed plumber, so I don't like to say, you know, plumbing, but we will do them. We'll do the service calls. We'll do stuff like that where people feel comfortable using your platform, you know. Not necessarily for me, but for a lot of other things.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that one. Now, when you said the painter, I looked up that vertical real quick to kind of see what the cost per lead is at. For painters, you're at $52 for a qualified lead.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's definitely a good one too. I mean, painters, you get residential. Are you doing commercial as well, or are you focusing on all residential?
I do. I do a lot of industrial and commercial. I do more of those than residential. Residential was more of a headache for me, so I try to stay away from it.
Willing to do industrial and commercial. Paintings. Okay, you said it, painting was one of them, and which was the other one that you said it was? That you
preferred? Painting, plumbing, and carpentry.
Carpentry, there you go. I know we have carpentry. As far as plumbing...
And carpentry and as far as concrete, I know in the summer it's a lot. I do have a solid background in concrete. So concrete, carpentry, tile, and any sort of drywall, painting, and stuff like that. That would be my forte to make sure... That would make my reviews, to be honest.
Gotcha. Okay. As far as the carpentry vertical goes, that one's going to be our most expensive vertical so far. That was at $96. The qualified lead, $1,248 would give you the 13 leads. and it has the same 250 in general liability, right? As far as the plumber goes, I look at that, but I mean, all across the country, if you're going to like plumbing work for Google Verified, they ask for the plumber contractor license. Now, for the local app section, we can put that you offer plumbing services, right? But those leads wouldn't hit your budget at all. And that's kind of another beauty of the program. So when we're talking about transparency earlier, what I'm going to give you access to is as soon as you sign up, we give you your logins for your Google Business Analytics dashboard. Okay. Now that is complete transparency to everything we're doing for you. So the ads that are going out on social media, you know, your Siri, Alexa, all these things, wherever your leads are coming from, it's going to show you in there where the lead comes from. So if you get it from Apple Maps, from Bing, it's coming from local maps on Google, social media, all those leads are unlimited clicks and calls. They would never hit your budget. Okay.
Okay.
The only time that leads are actually going to hit your budget is when it's coming specifically from the unique tracking number where Google
or whatever has charged that.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Where Google's paired you with that exclusive, already pre-qualified client. And then when the phone call comes in, it'll say Google verified me. You know, you can open the analytics system and it'll show you. All right. So definitely some good stuff there.
No, well, yeah, so, no, to be honest, off the bat, because I look at, I spend about anywhere from $500 to $1,500 a month. If I could stay within the $500 to $1,000 a month in leads and it's consistent, I'm able to manage my schedule. I don't have a problem with that. You know, so like if I could deal with you directly and you're telling me, you know what, we could work together and move forward, that's cool. I'll cut everybody else just because Thumbtack, you know, nine times or five times out of ten, it's a bad lead. I get it. You know, sometimes want a cheaper price, but that's why, like I said, I'm very transparent. But I know we got to spend some money sometimes to maybe try to figure out what's going on. But, yeah, if we could stay within that price range a month, you got my business. I just want my partner to hear it so that she's all green light, and we move forward from there.
Fantastic. Sounds good. So then I'll put you down for tomorrow at 12 noon. Give me a good email address, and I will email you a full proposal right now. That way you have everything online, and then we'll reconvene until tomorrow.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's handyman, srvs911@outlook.com.
Okay. Handyman, srvs911@outlook.com?
Yes.
Okay, I think I put some wrong here. I got handyman, and then it's S is in Sally, R is in Robert, B is in Barry, and S is in Sally, right?
Put V is in Victor.
Gotcha, that's what the mistake was. Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's showing me valid now. Okay, so I'll go ahead and I'll put together that email for you, and then at the bottom, you'll see our customer service number as well as my extension. If you have any questions, you know, feel free. Other than that, you know, I'll give you guys a call tomorrow as well.
Okay. Sounds good, man. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Appreciate the time, Marco. Enjoy your evening.
All right. No problem, man. Thank you.